Molly O'Brien is a diehard Democrat. She once returned a copy of Time magazine because they put a picture of Sarah Palin on the cover. She informed the publisher that she did not want that woman in her house. And when it comes to Virginia politics, Terry McAuliffe is her kind of guy.
I'm Irish, and he's Irish. And so all that wild Irish energy is very comfortable to me. My brother was much wilder than that.
Other Democrats say they'd vote for anyone but Ken Cuccinelli. But political observers say the party's candidate for governor lacks charisma and may not generate the excitement needed to propel voters to the polls in November.
That's really the basic problem Democrats have in an off-year election. They can't get turnout or haven't been able to get turnout up to presidential levels or anything close to it. And the lower the turnout goes, the more likely it is that Republicans will win the election.
Larry Sabato is director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He thinks it might be helpful if the Democrats had an African-American on their ticket. Justin Fairfax, a former federal prosecutor who's running for attorney general, could fill that bill. And then there's Anish Chopra, a candidate for lieutenant governor, whose parents came to this country from India. He studied the numbers from the last presidential election and thinks he can appeal to one demographic that was key to Barack Obama's victory in Virginia.
Asian Americans actually had a higher vote total for Barack Obama and Tim Kaine than even Hispanic voters.
Chopra could also appeal to younger voters. He served as a tech guru to Governor Kaine and President Obama, understands social media, and has been campaigning on campuses statewide, telling students how he forged partnerships with the private sector to create jobs.
They understand that government can play an important role investing in research and development and 21st century infrastructure like a smart grid, healthcare technology, wireless broadband.
His opponent, State Senator Ralph Northam, has his own following. A native of the Eastern Shore, he thinks environmentalists, members of the military, gays, and women will vote for him.
Yes, ma'am, I believe so. I'm a physician, so I was there leading the battle against the transvaginal ultrasound. I've been an advocate for the GLBT community. I've been an advocate for our environment. I have my rural background and also my veteran background. I served in the United States Army.
And should the Democrats end up with three white males on their ticket, Northam thinks he can appeal to African-American voters.
I'm actually a member of a black church on the Eastern Shore. My pastor, Kelvin Jones, has been very supportive of me. He's helping me during this campaign. We're reaching out to other churches. I take care of a lot of African-American patients.
Northam is the only candidate who doesn't hail from Northern Virginia, but Larry Sabato says geographic balance isn't all that important in this election, nor does he think racial diversity essential to a Democratic victory in the fall.
You're usually better off in picking the most experienced and able people for a ticket. They tend to do better on the campaign trail, and that helps you in November.
And he offers one other observation. Several polls give Ken Cuccinelli the lead among likely voters, but Sabato says it's too early to put much faith in polls. I'm Sandy Houseman.